Nowadays, if they landed in troop ships wearing pink uniforms, they're like, tranny. Literally, everyone would just kneel and go, oh.
Corporations are inherently immoral. So it's really, well, this is a serious problem we have in the United States and in other free market situations. Ours is, of course, a highly qualified
one. You think my daughters, you know, girls, I love you. And I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that. And I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you. And I want to come home.
I want to come home. We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems of innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
I hope this is not for real. I hope this is not for real. I have such a high opinion of this man. He is
China's gonna let
a magnificent human
dress
being.
Up like Mary Poppins. No. China's going to shoot you in the back of the head and blow your brains all the time.
Oh, it's free like a piece of cheese. A little mouse comes out and, bam, breaks your neck.
Chili.com. Your Chili Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck O'Chelly.
June 2nd, 2023, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar. And this is indeed the show you were looking for, despite that noise at the beginning. And, hearing me say what I'm saying, you know that it is the O'Chelly Effect, broadcast live from the facilities of O'Chelly.com. But you guys most likely are hearing it further on down the stream via your fondle slab of choice, your applicable application, your podcatcher du jour. So, no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, welcome to it. It is Friars Day, Friday night, and that means, if you are hearing us live, about 11 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock on the Eastern time zone of what they used to call America. Indeed, we are live, and you can join us. 319-527-5016. 319-527-5016. I'm in a bit of a mischievous mood tonight, so who knows how I'm going to treat you as a caller. But you can also join us via Skype. If you reach out to me, charles.ocelli on Skype, and simply ask me to call into to be added to the show, I'll bring you in. Very simple. And I do already see I've got one message and maybe two. Not sure if Chris Graves wants to join us live. He said if I need him, I don't necessarily need a caller, but if he feels like hanging out with us tonight, he can be joined in. Just type me a message, Chris. Also, I see that Nature Boy is asking to be added. And again, you guys can join us via the phones or the Skype. Skype, you send me a message, I call you. You call into the phone at 319-527-5016. And that's that. So I haven't gotten last night's podcast out just yet, but it's coming soon. Both Mike Swanson and Larry Hancock on the show last night wound up talking about the Holocaust with Mike, which was not the intention of the show. And we were going to get into some historical stuff, JFK evidence, the fact that there's indisputable proof that the government destroyed a whole bunch of it. And now in their own documentation, Carmine Savastano wrote an article about it recently. We were going to bring Carmine on, but he was unavailable last night. And Mike was going to talk about it, and it got totally derailed by this documentary he was watching on the Holocaust. So we wound up talking about propaganda, the usefulness of it, and, of course, the use of it during World War II. In the first hour, in the second hour, reframing, or the 3D image of Lee Harvey Oswald, pretty good shows, two in one, actually, last night. So I will be getting that podcast out later on today. Or possibly early tomorrow morning, one or the other. I've got a few recordings I've got to sort through. and get edited up and put out. But for tonight, you can join us, me and my co-host, B. Pete, who is with me. 319-527-5016 is the number to call, or reach out to me, charles.ocelli on Skype, and I will join you into the show. Plus, I've got an idea tonight, B. Pete. Want to see how you feel about it? You don't have to go on video, but I'm actually thinking of creating a couple of 1, 2, 3 minute video pieces out of the show tonight in real time, live. We'll just record part of it. I'll turn on my camera to show you guys a few things, and I want to get out the word that we don't have any swag for sale, but we do have it available for those that are supporters of the network, and your support is necessary at this time. I'm a little overextended and could use a little help, guys. And I have a couple of people have already pledged to put up money, a couple of people have put in their $50, and I've got a couple of packages packaged up that are going to go out tomorrow, even though I wrote in show notes recently I'm going to start putting them out on the 14th. I like to be ahead of schedule, so I'm going to start putting them out tomorrow. But I don't have a lot of money left to ship these things. So I've got a couple that I got to wait to ship until I get a few more dollars, and I've got some stuff to show you guys tonight. Including, you know, I'm telling you, you get a swag bag. Well, I've got some bags, not a lot, but a few bags. So I could send you a tote bag. I could send you a t-shirt. I could send you a deck of cards. I could send you various things, and you will get a variety of stuff in your swag bag package. You get to choose a hat, though, from one of the shows that you like. And I might do a little video segment on that later in real time and get reactions from the guys who are joined into the show, called into the show, my co-host, etc. And, of course, my co-host is going to get a package, and probably everybody that calls in tonight that I already know is planning on calling in is likely to either get one already or will probably end up getting one. So they'll get to get a little preview of a couple of the things that may or may not go in, because I'm going to select what goes in the rest of your swag bag unless you tell me about I want a hat from The Age of Transitions, Get Mad with Chris Graves, Uncle the Podcast, or The Ocelli Effect as a show or a network. There are hats for all of the above with unique designs, all in short run. Nothing, even with the recent mistakes, the only things that have been made in larger runs than five, okay, because a couple of things were now made in runs of five, which was unintentional. They were supposed to be in runs of 1, 2, and 3. They're now in runs of 5 because of miscommunications. But even so, if maximum to have, there's only 5 of a kind at most, there's 2 of a kind, 1 of a kind, 3 of a kind on the hats and everything else. Even the t-shirts are unique, except I do have a couple of untie-dyed shirts from Aaron Franz that he sent to me, and I've got those in a couple different sizes. You might get those. You might get a unrealized shirt that I wanted made in the 1990s. Which is represents the death metal band I was in. There's only 2 of those in existence. and they have the Ocelli.com logo on them somewhere. And what else do we have? We got mouse pads. We got very nice metal pens. And funny thing, B. Pete, I know you really liked the old hat design. I accidentally now have a couple of hats that are very similar to the old hat design, even though that's not what I asked them to do. However, they're a little different in that they have a logo on the back of the hat as well.
Cool.
So, you know, and they're the same type with that strap and the hook. And some of them are straps. Some of them are click things. Some of them are Velcro. I have literally 10 different manufacturers making different styles of hats with slightly different artwork, different placement, different sizes. Everything is a little different. So no matter which show you want, if you get one of those shows, whether it's Uncle, Age of Transitions, Get Mad, or Ocelli Effect, you're guaranteed to get a hat that there is no more than 5 of in existence. And you get to choose that, and plus all the random stuff that's going to come up. And I've only packaged 3 bundles so far, but yeah.
You're keeping people across the board employed. You're keeping the Velcro makers employed and the buckle makers employed and the snap makers employed and the thread makers. It's a good thing. Of course, they're all in China, but hey.
Well, mostly.
The economy somehow.
Well, mostly, you know, the funny thing is that I've actually, here's the real numbers. I've got 11 manufacturers on the hats. Okay. I said 10. I'm looking at my notes. I've actually got 11 manufacturers on the hats, and, 2 of them are from the United States. That's it. That's
what? Give me the company names from China. I'll see if they've contributed to Biden in any way.
Well, I'll give you a list when I'm done, but I guarantee you there's some sort of weird shell corporation because they got very strange names with odd.
Yeah, but if they're in any way to the Chinese government, which they could very well may be, Joe's probably getting a chunk.
Could be. But you know the funny thing is that no matter what, even with the tariffs, the trouble with, and I've had trouble now with customs tariffs, all kinds of weird things, because in America they just pass the cost along, which is why, you know, it's so much more. In China, they'll actually show you that, look, this is the cost for running it through customs. You know, here's our actual manufacturing cost, and it's dirt cheap, but we also got to pay customs, and here's your shipping cost separate and all that.
They're efficient on the breakdown. Getting screwed much more than our government.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that for the most part, you're talking about a 3-to-1 cost wise. The only thing, no matter what country you try and manufacture it in, apparently that you can't get by on the cost. And I'm really sad about this. Is unless I print a brick of 500 decks of cards, I can't get a good price break. So, believe it or not, a deck of cards costs more than a T-shirt, a hoodie, or anything else to get made in a short run.
Think about the setup, though. For one, the price of your card stock has gone up. I don't know if you've realized it. Paper products are through the roof right now.
Yeah.
So your card stock plus your setup for your screens for your printing and your computers, you know, that's where they kill you on something like that, on a specialty thing where you're running 52 or 53 cards in a pack.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but to send, you know, three packs of cards, I mean, imagine how many ounces that might be. To send three packs of cards from one part of Georgia to another part of Georgia costs me more money than to send 5 pounds from China, by the way, for some reason. Shipping wise, I'm not even talking manufacturing. And oh, by the way, in case people are going, whoa, I got a smart idea. Get them made on plastic. Yeah, I looked into that. You can get them made on plastic. You can get them made on what they call a satin type paper. You can get them made on paper. All these, it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. And a strange thing happened while I was trying to get the cards manufactured. Anyway, enough about the swag, because we are going to talk about the news, and I am going to join some people into the call. And I haven't even looked at the switchboard yet, but again, 319-527-5016. I'm not going to talk about swag all night, but before we get out of here, I might try and do a quick video with some of you guys, if you're on, so I can show you a few things and make a special offer. Because here's the funny part, like a pack of cards, right? In order to just break even, I would pretty much have to charge somebody $25 and maybe $5 to ship them. For a pack of cards, like, you know, specially printed. Do you believe that?
I can.
That's insane. And I'm not even talking about get them, you know, put into a metal box or especially. I'm talking about a blank box, shrink-wrapped, brand-new manufactured. Yeah, like $25 is what I'd have to sell them to you for. And I'm not selling them. I can't do it. Now, of course, I got one or two that I'm going to hang on to for myself because I collect cards. But... So I got a couple of packs that I'm going to hang on to, and only a handful of others. I mean, literally, 1, 2, 3. I have 4 decks of cards. That's it. One of them was already promised to somebody, so that's pretty much gone. But I've got 3 additional packs of cards that I'm not keeping myself that are going to be randomly inserted into people's swag bags, and that's it. I got half dollars. I've got guitar picks on the way. I've got keychains. I've got bottle openers. I've got bumper stickers. I mean, it's endless. I mentioned the mouse pads earlier. Apparently, that's a popular thing. I might have to get a few more sets of mouse pads made. But again, I make them in China. I can get 4 of them for the price of 1 here. So they're going to be made in China. Sorry.
Hey, you got to go where the business is, man. Business is business.
Right. So anyway, B-Pete, I'm going to let you get in what's on your mind, and I'm going to try and grab Nature Boy and communicate with Chris and see if he's sure he wants to come on, and we'll add them via Skype, and I'll get a glance over at the phone lines while you tell us what's on your mind. You have a video of the week in the live chat room at Ocelli.com. Maybe you want to talk about that or something else. Floor is yours while I do this, but again, join us through the phone or the Skype, 319-527-5016, or Charles.Ocelli on Skype. Send me a text message saying I want to be added into the show, and I will do so no matter where you are. By the way, that saves you if you're in another country, and I know we have international listeners, like our good friend in Australia, who I plan to send this video to if I make it tonight. You know, you can call us for free that way, and you don't have to spend on the tolls if you join us via Skype. Just a little hint there. Because some people have actually paid their cell phone providers, you know, whatever the long distance call is, to call into the show. And I hate it when people, you know, spend money on something they get nothing for. Which is why I'm trying to make these swag bags as generous as possible. And honestly, I think everybody that gets one, if you had to buy these items, if I literally sold them by the piece, probably I'm cheating myself out of money, offering you $50, and I'll take care of the shipping and all that, no matter where you are. Of course, if you decide to drop more into the kitty, I will, you know, add incrementally extra money. Like one guy sent $100 about a week ago. That money's gone. I wish it was still here, but he sent $100 a week ago, and I wrote to him and said, "Look, you want me to, you know, stuff your swag bag, or would you like two hats?" So he's getting a Ocelli Effect hat and a Get Mad with Chris Graves hat, because that's what he wants. So far, by the way, the popular hats are the Ocelli hat and the Uncle hat. We are being requested and asked about more often than the Get Mad or Age of Transitions hats so far. But I have at least five on hand of each one, and I've probably got about 20 Ocelli hats in my possession at the moment. Because that was the one that I started with, trying to work with the designs, because I didn't want to waste and make bad designs of other guys' stuff. I figured mine I could throw away or give to Frankie or something like that, you know, if they didn't turn out good, because this is all an experiment for me. So, but I do have a bunch, and they're ready to go, and all you got to do is drop it in. And if you decide to drop more than $50 in, like I said, I will stuff your swag bag appropriately. So anyway, yeah, let me turn it over to you and try and grab Nature Boy and perhaps Chris Graves, if he's still around, and whoever's on the phone lines while you do that, okay?
Sounds good. It's been a busy week. We started Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and I think I had 60 hours in by midday Thursday. So today was a catch-up on sleep day, and tomorrow is a get-out and catch-up on yard work day. Other than that, beautiful weather. It's starting to get summertime out there, people, so get prepared. It's going to get warmer. And according to all the, you know, Chicken Littles out there, it's going to get a lot warmer, and we're all going to die because of climate change. So we'll just have to deal with that. Summer, it gets hot. Winter, it gets cold. It's pretty much been the same since time was created. But other than that, looking at the headlines, what about our president? He can't even make it off the stage without tripping on a sandbag and falling down. It's kind of funny. He wants,
you know, I was curious.
Gave Trump
really quickly. I was curious.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I was just really curious about this as you talk about this. At work with your coworkers, is this the kind of thing that comes up? Do you guys talk politics, or do you just stay talking about the job? I mean, do you ever discuss this kind of stuff there, or is it just this is your only outlet for it?
There is, when you're sitting on a construction site for 18 hours a day, there's nothing that gets talked about other than politics, taxes, what your kid's doing, where your son's football team finished, where your daughter's softball team finished. Everything gets explained.
Right.
You know, if these politicians spent, hell, one day, let alone a week, on a construction site and saw what real people did to live and what they went through and what their work day's like and the crap they deal with at home.
Mm-hmm.
Still wouldn't give a damn, but at least they'd be a little more in touch with the people that they're screwing over. I mean, it's amazing what gets talked about, you know. And this, in this area here, Trump's huge in this area, and I don't understand why. But you do have a lot of guys out there that, although they lean the conservative way, they're really pretty much middle of the road when it comes to a lot of social things. They just don't like it shoved in their face 24/7.
Right.
These fringe elements of our society. But, you know, they get up, they work hard, they pay taxes, they're trying to get their kids through school and be able to afford college for them. And it's, although the college is getting less to a less extent be so important as trades.
Right.
But it's, yeah, everything is covered. I mean, these guys out there, that's middle America. It's on the assembly line, and it's on the construction site, and the
right. So fair enough. Really, see, fair enough. And here's the question. By the way, Nature Boy has joined us now, and I'm working on joining others in. So we'll get to Nature Boy in just a sec. But I find it fascinating that, you know, there are people that are now upset about why are you picking on poor old Joe. And I find it funny because, number one, you should. And number two, you know, turnabout's fair play. I remember Trump had toilet paper on his shoe at one point. I remember Trump having trouble going up a ramp. I think he had trouble going down a ramp. He might stumbled or whatever. And you know what? They made a point out of that. Yeah. So turnabout's fair play, yes or no?
Exactly. Biden talks smack about Trump, you know, walking down a ramp very slowly when he gave one of his commencement addresses. And, hey, you know, karma, what goes around comes around. Exactly. So, but the problem is, let's just say our president, God forbid, had health issues to where he takes a fall like that, smacks his head, bleeds out. I mean, it's very easy for elderly people to do that. It's, you know, blood thinner. I mean, is this something that could happen? It's happened to family members, you know, uncles that have fallen and injured themselves and, you know, damn near died from it. So think about what happens if that's the case with Biden. Mm-hmm. You got Kamala Harris there in line. So, what, you know, you think things are bad now.
Well, succession.
Just let her get in charge.
Yeah, well, look, succession would make it what now? President Kamala and then Vice President McCarthy?
No, they would. No, he'd still be Speaker of the House. Only way he comes into it is if something takes out Kamala, too. He's third in line.
Oh, well, see, but what happens in the case that Kamala comes in? I mean, do we have a, you know, so Kamala
then
assumed.
They okay. Just like, it's just like, what was it, Ford?
Ford.
What, appointed Nelson Rockefeller when he took over the presidency after Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what would happen. If something happened to the president, then Kamala, she automatically assumes the office, and then you get a vice president appointed.
I see.
If
so
something were to
happen,
out both of them, then Kevin McCarthy would be president.
Right. So the automatic ascension thing would be if we lost them both simultaneously, well, we need to fill the office, then we ascend McCarthy. I don't know who goes after him. I assume he would get to appoint a vice president then, right?
But if, let's say, they don't have to go out at the same time. Let's say Biden, something happens to him, he dies. And then Kamala is automatically, I mean, it's not having to take an oath or anything.
No.
The minute he's not president, she becomes president.
Right.
And let's say something happens to her before a vice president is chosen. They don't have to go out at the same time. But she has to go out as president before vice president is appointed. So then Kevin McCarthy would step in.
So if both offices are sort of organically vacated, that's when it happens. Like I said, Nature Boy's on the phone. So I don't know if you want to go to him or you want to complete this thought or continue on with the Trump discussion versus Biden stumbling over a sandbag this week or something.
He caught his shoe. Hit that surface he was on. I don't even think he hit the sandbag, but he went down like a sack of potatoes. It was loud enough you could hear it on mic. But yeah, bring Nature Boy in and we can continue the discussion, or he can throw something new on the table and we'll start from there.
Fair enough.
I just found it interesting that, you know, what could happen. Now here's a scenario. Let's say Biden goes and Kamala gets into position, and then the House turns around, starts impeachment proceedings for her performance. They get her out of office. Then I'm wondering if McCarthy automatically gets them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because we've never had a president removed by impeachment. So we do also have callers.
Vice president was appointed.
Yeah, sorry, housekeeping issue. We have callers on the phone, and I'm joining in Chris now, but we have Nature Boy already on the line. So, Nature Boy, how you doing tonight?
All right.
Doing
Nature
good.
Boy, what's up?
B. Pete, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
Doing okay. Doing okay. Do you have something on your mind, or did you want to tag on to the stumbling Joe, stumbling sleepy Joe here? What?
Yeah, as I was listening, y'all brought up some really good points here. First of all, the whole distraction du jour about a man who should be spending his golden years in retirement or slash retirement home. who should not be running our government, and I think everybody knows that. Just the latest distraction of him falling down again, and it's all over the news. It's distraction to shore. So
wait a minute, has he
take that with a grain of salt?
Has he actually fallen before, or has I don't remember he fell before? Did he?
Watch the compilation videos, man.
Oh, there's
unless
okay.
It's all AI. Ooh, but,
there was him on his bicycle and
yeah. He falls on stage. He falls going up to his plane. He falls on his bicycle. Yeah.
Okay. I must have not been paying attention to it. I do recall two incidents with Trump. One was like with a ramp where he had trouble with it. And another one, he had toilet paper on his shoe. I don't remember him actually falling, Trump, though. Right?
No, not Trump. No. I've never seen Trump bust his ass. Excuse my expression. I was talking about Biden.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just going on the other side saying I don't remember if he ever fell, that's all. But I do remember him having a little trouble here and there. But it's, I guess I don't realize he's probably fallen a few times. We now have Chris Graves on the line, and we have another caller to join in. But continue on, Nature Boy. Give us your thoughts, and then we'll move on to another caller.
Well, there's an interesting rumor that I heard. I'm not the smartest man in the room, but I like to surround myself with those who are.
It's not good, since I think you're in a room all by yourself, but okay.
No.
Sorry.
We all know that Senator Feinstein, from her recent appearance on Capitol Hill, who not only the grotesque how she looked, and I'm not bagging her, I don't know, she's almost 90, but her reaction when they says, how are you doing? And she says, I've been working here all the time, voting. And they're like, we're talking about recovering from your illness. And, oh, what do you mean, Mike? I've been here the whole time. So we all know that she is not long to be within her seat. Mm. And I've heard this rumor that and by the way, I'm from California for all the listeners out there, right? Mm-hmm. That our governor, Mr. Gruesome Newsom, the commie Nazi himself, said he wants to replace him with Oprah Winfrey. Is that true?
It's was out there when some talk was said, and he flippantly made the comment, yeah, I could appoint Oprah. See, here's the problem. What's his name? Adam Schiff, dirtbag extraordinaire. Is going to be running, has announced he's running for Feinstein's seat. He doesn't want Feinstein to leave and Newsom appoint somebody, because Newsom would appoint somebody that could run as an incumbent against Schiff. He doesn't want Schiff in the position. So Schiff is hoping she hangs on. Gavin Newsom holds the cards if Feinstein decides to retire and can really screw up Schiff by putting somebody in there, which would make him an incumbent, which would give him the foot up during election time. So it's going to be curious to see what happens.
Yeah, that's all I've been able to understand from a distance as well. BP just put it very concisely. However, I'd like to go to Chris Graves and ask him in a very realistic and objective sense, quite truthfully, I mean, among the possibilities of people that could be appointed to an office in the Democratic ranks, would Oprah Winfrey actually be all that bad? I mean, clearly she knows how to organize herself and get a few things done, which is a hell of a lot more than what the majority of people that hold a position in Congress have. Would Oprah be all that bad of a replacement for Feinstein? And then, of course, you can tail on to that with whatever else you want. Chris Graves, how you doing, man?
Yeah, no, she would be horrible.
Okay.
She'd be horrible, and she's one of these elites. And, I'm all Mr. Conspiracy Theory on you. Let's get some fresh people in there, please. That's all.
Well, Oprah's never been in a political office, so therefore she hasn't screwed up anything on behalf of the country yet. I mean, you know, outside of her TV show, and you could talk about the damage that Dr. Phil has done, maybe, but...
I hate Dr. Phil, so right then and there, screw Oprah.
She brought us Dr. Phil, and she brought us Gayle King. Well, she brought us Stedman. Where is Stedman? Yeah, finally hit the road?
He's still locked in the basement.
Dude, if I was him, I'd be hiding. I mean, and especially if Marianne Williamson comes knocking on my door, I'm hiding if I'm Stedman. I mean, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know, I'd be hanging out going, look, I can just DoorDash my way through the rest of my life with whatever it is I need, and that's that. I'm not going out in public anymore if I'm Stedman. But that's me. Anyway, what else you got on your mind, Chris? Anything?
No, just enjoying the conversation, fellas. If you want to take the next caller, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Cool. I'm feeling good about tonight, and I'm trying to just have fun with this, if you can't tell out there. Because why not? What the hell? And Chris didn't do a show today because, again, he had another cancellation. It's not his fault. It's just the trend of things lately. I've had cancellations, too.
Next week should be better, though.
Yeah, that's what we decided in a private conversation, that next week we're going to have action-packed shows. Although I've had a couple of good ones this week, I got to say, for myself, and so did you. You had a very good one on Wednesday with, oh, man, what is that guy's name?
He's a veteran researcher, and he has agreed to be a reoccurring guest, kind of not too dissimilar from how you have things with Larry Hancock and Mike on Thursdays, but maybe not every week, but he has a lot to say, so...
Nice. Well, my arrangement with Larry right now is every other week, and that might be a thing you could do with Pat, because he's got a lot of stuff to say.
Yes.
Written a book on JFK, among other things. Of course, it's not all that. He's done a whole bunch of other investigative work.
Waco, Oklahoma City, RFK, MLK, 9/11. He's even touched upon COVID in the last few years. The man is in his 80s, and he was very good friends with. He told me a story about how Morton Downey Jr., of all people, was actually a friend of his in the 80s, and he actually saw the descent of Morton Downey Jr. in the late 80s, and he told me a story about how Morton Downey Jr. was actually at Chappaquiddick with Ted Kennedy that fateful night.
See, now, I wasn't aware of that. I did know some people who worked for Morton because he was out of...
Channel 9 show, right?
Yeah, which, you know, everybody thinks of as a New York station, but it was actually in Secaucus, New Jersey. And, yes. You know, if there is an armpit to the body of that thing we call New Jersey, it is definitely... I'm not sure if it's the right or the left armpit, but it's definitely an armpit as in Secaucus.
Is that WPIX? Still, Channel 9?
No, that was WOR, actually.
Okay, I got that. Nice.
Yeah, WPIX was Channel 11, which was actually my favorite channel because they showed Star Trek and Honeymooners and Twilight Zone and
all that.
You know, speaking of all those kind of TV shows, I'm going to be talking to Don Jeffries, I think, next week about one of his new books that is coming.
I had, not to pat myself on the back, but yeah, that was a long time coming. A lot of that research was started during the lockdowns in March of 2020.
Yeah,
now it's finally out.
The COVID
Masking
book.
The truth. Yeah, Masking the Truth.
Masking the Truth. So I'll be talking to Don Jeffries next week. This week I had a cult priestess on. Also, we had Sugar Tits. I didn't call her that. She calls herself that.
It wasn't me.
but there you go. And a few other interesting things happened this week. Aside from Chris's great interview. So with that, B-Pete, I'm going to kind of take charge here for a second and move things along. So in case we get other additions, because we had one phone caller drop off already. Now, I see a Tennessee-based phone number, so I think I know who this is. And is this my friend Harlan?
Yeah, Chuck, it's Harlan. What's going on?
Excellent, man. Look, I got your message. You couldn't find the Hillary stickers, but that's okay. Send me an address anyway. I'll send you some Ocelli stickers for the hell of it, okay?
Okay, I'm still going to keep looking when I get back home.
Oh, cool. I'll take them if you find them.
I've got two more spots I got to look at.
Cool.
But I couldn't find anything last week.
Excellent. So you want to talk about Trippy Joe, or you want to talk about anything else, maybe something of significance? The debt ceiling thing was avoided?
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, I could go down there and hit, you know, three or four pretty quick. First of all, I was in Secaucus, New Jersey on the day before 9/11, on 9/10, and then I went over to Markle Paper Company, and I sat there pretty much the rest of the day, and I was pulling out as the tires was going down the next morning. As far as the debt ceiling goes, it pretty much went about the same way as I figured it would. They put on a little show, you know, the conservatives do, and the Republicans, and everybody gets to do some clickbait, and then they cave, and that's pretty much it. There'll be a few of them that, you know, won't vote for it. That wasn't a surprise. And as far as I, all I could see, the only concessions they got was that people that was on social programs, you know, now they've got to work more. And something other about some non-military discretionary spending. That was all that they got for, you know, the whole big show that they done. And as far as about Trippy Joe, hell, I seen him, you know, trip and fly last night. I looked it up. But, hell, I about fell twice today, you know, so it could happen to anybody.
No, it could happen to anybody, but, you know, again, for all the hullabaloo made about Trump and when he was having trouble with the ramp and everything, it's funny to me to watch people, you know, go, oh, well, you shouldn't pick on the president. And I'm like, yeah, well, I think we threw that rule out a while ago, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, if you're a public person, look, you made yourself a target and you get what you get. So I'm not feeling any sort of sympathy for people picking on him. But at the same time, look, no offense, Harlan, but, I mean, an old man's an old man, right? I mean, it's just, it's going to happen. So, and neither one of these guys, Trump or Biden, is a spring chicken. I keep bringing up Trump because people who are all upset about picking on Trump a few years ago are really dancing with glee about Joe falling down. So I'm like, look, you know, pick a lane is all I'm saying. Is either you think we shouldn't pick on people or not. Pick, you know, not just because they're your guy. You know what I mean? But, it's just me and nobody lives in my head except me, thank God. So it is what it is. So anything else on your mind besides that, Harlan?
Pretty much right now, I'll just kind of, you know, cut it off at that because I'm out on a two-lane in the middle of Colorado. Got my headset on, and I'll probably lose you guys here in a little bit. But I will like to say this. I do think it's awful funny that how that they attacked Trump. I remember when he about stumbled down that ramp, and I think somebody had to lead him down through there by his hand, and they was, you know, hammering him pretty hard. You know, Joe, he's falling every time you turn around. But, I mean, when you're at their age, what do you expect? I mean, I'm getting old every day myself.
Nah, look, it happens, and I feel older than I am, so what are you going to do? You know, it is what it is, right?
I know exactly what you mean. You know, I've got a lot of miles on me.
Exactly. So anyway, B. Pete, where should we go from here? We got three callers on, and others could join us at 319-527-5016. I might actually take a break at some point very soon and try and eat a piece of homemade pizza because I didn't get a chance to eat nothing today based on other stuff I had to do. So I might do that real fast and let you guys talk off air. But we are definitely welcoming anybody who wants to join in and bring up anything. You don't got to stick to the existing topics. We're still going freestyle here, although I'm not sure about going back to the more regimented style. We might do that too, but for right now, we're still going freestyle. So whatever it is you guys out there want to bring up, we're ready for you. 319-527-5016 is the number to call if you're hearing us live on a Friday night, Friars Day as it were. About 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time in what they used to call America. We're live on the second day of June. But if you're hearing the podcast, you need a time machine to call us. Otherwise, you can join us that way or Charles.Ocelli on Skype. Send me a message. Send me a friend request and a message if you don't have me on your list already. And just ask to be called into the show and I'll do it. So what do you think, BP? Should we take a break or do we have something else to throw on the table before we do it?
Oh, well, we're coming up close to the top of the hour. Did Nature Boy have anything new he wanted to throw in the pile?
Okay. Nature Boy, anything else on your mind before we go to break?
Not really to cover before break. I do have actually a couple of really good naked news stories if you guys are interested.
I'm thinking we could save those for after the break, if that's okay. What do you think, BP?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Let's give us the teaser headlines from the stories. We'll go to break, and we'll come back on. We'll get everybody on. Then we'll do the naked news, and we'll throw the round table out.
There we go. Actually, give them just one teaser, Nature Boy. Pick how many stories you got? Two?
I got two. I think it's a good week. So if we want, if two won't do it, I can always go find a few more.
No, just give them the teaser from the best teaser you got.
Best. Okay, here it is, and this comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is a new area. Don't think I've ever had a story from there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's usually Florida, California, and our good friend in North Carolina, right, B. Pete? We got to get an update on him soon, don't we?
He's got court coming. Well, I'll try to check. I think his stuff got postponed again.
Oh, okay. Check it during the break, and we'll find out where the original Naked News guy is at. The carjacker going from trailer to trailer, naked, who ended up jumping in a river and all kinds of stuff. He's got, like, I don't know, 15, 20 charges on him. Had a girlfriend accomplice at one point. We need to get an update on him. But in the meantime, Nature Boy has a new Naked News teaser. So go ahead, as we go to break, Nature Boy, what is the Naked News teaser for this week?
It is criminal complaint, by the way, quote, criminal complaint. Mm-hmm. Naked man bites officer's leg while trying to detain him.
Okay.
Hey, I apologize again for that, all right?
Well, you weren't in Albuquerque. Right?
No, I was in the back seat there in Canton or whatever a couple weeks ago.
Right.
There you go.
But you'd make a wrong turn at Albuquerque, and you're going to Pismo Beach with all the clams you can eat. I mean, that's what I'm thinking when I think of Chris Graves. Anyway.
Well, I broke bad, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe somebody's breaking bad. Sounds like it if you're biting a cop while naked, but we'll get back on that as we come back from the break. The Ocelli Effect Friday Night Open Mic will continue after this. Join us if you choose. 319-527-5016 or charles.ocelli on Skype. 319-527-5016. We'll be back after
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
Go there now.
Go there now.
Nuclear holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? This thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of, you know what uranium is, right? Bad things. Things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nuclear holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? I've been briefed. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear holocaust. You know what uranium is, right? This thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of, you know what uranium is, right? Bad things. Things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear holocaust. Nuclear
by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Politicians, this is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out.
They are politicians, all they do is lie.
You think by now every single American would have figured this out?
No, many never do. They would rather live blind than to see the truth. They place the trust, hope, and faith into a fuck candidate. Get the bumper sticker on your car, the t-shirt campaign sign in the front yard. The system makes any difference. They are politicians, they do not listen. Some of them even claim to be Christian. The virtue in the church, you got your attention. Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Welcome to the USA. Take a look around, see all the junk down. And those looking for a handout. Many people don't know what it means to be free. Only know what they see on the TV. They silence your voice, our voice don't count. The illusion of the sword. Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Welcome to the USA. Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Land of the sheep, home of the slaves. Welcome to the USA. They say your voice, our voice don't count. The illusion of
sword. Voters like scoundrels, give it a kid. Cause you think they're in control, politics is a fib. They give you two options, disguise aggressive. To make you think opposite, your mind arrested. Following the fake script, they provide for skeptics. Pushing lies reflective of what lies accepted. Get it true to red and blue, the same as I dyslexic. This is literally Hegelian dialectic. The thesis and antithesis, he's the bankers. A bunch of behind the scenes thieves and gangsters. The ones that pull the strings on the Oprah show. Politician, public master, pulling okie doke. Acting real, but the fake like Pinocchio. Telling lies to a face to the nose. To grow. Like the elephant in the room, it's not your vote that counts, or who counts the votes, it's not to joke about.
Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Welcome to the USA. Take a look around, see all the junk down. And those looking for a handout. Many people don't know what it means to be free. Only know what they've seen on the TV. They silence your voice, our votes don't count. The illusion of the sword. Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Welcome to the USA. Land of the sheep, home of the slave. Land of the sheep, home of the slaves. Welcome to the USA. They silence your voice, our vote don't count. The illusion of choice.
What kind of choices to make? I do not want war. revolution of choice. The illusion of choice.
Revelation through conversation.
War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
About goddamn time at they wake up. Hell, I've been talking about this since 1959, about the corruption, the incredible lies, deception of the entire superstructure of Western civilization, and the incredible treason, lunacy, lies, deception. It's just amazing how much has been done in the past 100 years to the human family.
That was Jordan Maxwell on the Ocelli Effect. For more pods with Jordan and Chuck, search Ocelli.com, along with hundreds of other shows and topics as presented by Chuck Ocelli on Ocelli.com. Thanks for listening.
So, second segment of the Ocelli Effect, now live at Ocelli.com, and I've gone back to, I actually did a little commercial for something during the break, and I'm going to do another one now with you guys live on air, but I want you guys to call in, 319-527-5016, or reach out to Charles.Ocelli on Skype, and you can join us during the show. Now, I am on camera, although I'm not doing this for the radio show necessarily, but I'm going to record another quick spot here to explain something about the playing cards, which I did show these guys during the break. So I've now started yet another recording. Weird thing happened last week, actually, and I didn't bring it up on the last Friday show, but happened just before then. I've been sending and getting products, so I get these little packages off and on to the house. Every couple of days, a bunch of packages show up, a couple hats in it, whatever. Different things have happened. But one day, a deck of cards showed up that I didn't order. And I wasn't sure what the hell happened because it has my design on it, sort of. Somebody changed my design and sent me a deck of cards because they had heard that I was getting frustrated with the fact that they cost so much to make. And all that, and I was like, what the hell? somebody independently did this, and I didn't know who it was. Well, a couple of days later, I found out that it was actually my daughter decided that since I was having such a hard time and she knows I love collecting playing cards, she assumed that I hadn't gotten any, so she thought that she would have one made for me as like a late birthday present and an early Father's Day present. So my daughter sent me that, guys. Nobody's getting that deck. I'm keeping it. But I did, like I said, make a couple others when I was talking to BP earlier in the show. So here's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll let one or two out to somebody else who might have requested them, really wanted them, etc. But what I have in here in my hands, you can't see me on the radio, but on the video, is a special. These are the two decks that I created, and they're from two different printing companies. They're extremely expensive. There's no way I could even break even on them without monetizing them to you guys for $25, which sounds crazy, $25 a piece. But if you go and look, the Go Brandon cards and the Trump official 2024 cards and stuff like that, decks of cards made like this, guess what? Those go for about $25, $30 anyway. Now, I'm not selling any of this stuff, but if you make a $100 donation, okay, the first person who contacts me says they want these cards, and they make a $100 donation, I'll give you the hat, I'll give you these, and other stuff in your swag bag, okay? So let me know, make that donation, and that way I won't have to lose money on them. They're pretty cool. I have a set of each for myself, which I have here in my little binder, where I collect my aces of spades. There's my cheesy artwork for you guys on the camera on the front of my little binder. And I do indeed keep all my aces of spades. There's a quick look, the variety of aces of spades. But front of the book, I have my own set of cards. There's the one for the 10-year anniversary. The backs are what's unique there, but they have regular faces. And I have another set of cards which features all the stuff celebrating the current people on the network. The Jokers are my JFK Lancer Awards. I am all of the Aces of Spades. But as you go through the deck, you'll find other things that are celebrated about the 10 years on Ocelli.com, including here's the Get Mad cards, which I made the tens. All the tens in the deck are Get Mad with Chris Graves.
Nice.
All of the eights and nines. Eights are Uncle the Podcast. The nines are all the Age of Transitions. There's a variety of things going on here. The sevens are our Ocelli and the Greek. There are original Ocelli logos. Me as the Punisher. Bunch of other interesting, like, funky graphics. The king there is the late, great Jordan Maxwell as the most profoundly interesting guest in my 10 years that I had a long series with. Mrs. O is pictured there with me on the Queens. Okay, so the Queens of the Ocelli deck are Mrs. O and so on. There's the brand new syndicate hats are the Jacks in the deck. Okay, you get the idea. And all the backs are my little South Park character, kind of askew. So you'll get a deck of each of those with a $100 donation. There's only one set of these things available. I'll send it to you in this nice black display box with, it's got some dice that came along with the display box. It's got some graphic art on it that is Ocelli.com stuff. All that, and there's also a loose custom-made Ace of Spades with Ocelli effect on it. So those are available along with the promotion. Now I dropped stuff, so hang on. But along with the promotion where if you're making a $50 donation right now, you can get a hat from the show you want to rep. So we got the Get Mad with Chris Graves hat. This is one of four designs that I have delivered to me so far. They're in different. His colors are a little wild, but I got Safety Orange on one of them. I've got dark green on one. I've got a light green. I got a black and white weird thing going on. There's a variety of Ocelli effect hats. This one is not the Syndicate logo. This is similar to the old one, but it's not the old one. There's a logo on the back, and it is the dad hat variety. But there are about six or seven different designs on that. There's three different designs so far on the Age of Transitions. That's Aaron Franz's show. And, of course, Uncle, the podcast, all the logos are the same. But the bright colors are vibrant and different on all the hats, and they're different styles. Some of them are trucker hats. Some of them are dad hats. Some of them are, I don't know, more upper, higher quality hats, etc. Some of them are a little lower quality hats. I've got 11 separate manufacturers on this, and they're all making different designs, and I've had communication errors because I'm kind of taking mostly a tour of Asia as I do this, everywhere from Singapore and Hong Kong onto very deep into the heart of China, apparently. And who knows, maybe the Chinese government, they gave me a little trouble, actually, over the Aaron Franz logo, because there he is with his, you know, representation of Tiananmen Square. A couple of them said, yeah, we're not capable of printing that. I wonder if there's a political reason for that, BP. What do you think?
I don't know. You got any? Is any of it coming from Taiwan? I mean, we really got to spread it around. You got to get something from Vietnam, Taiwan, Thailand, and Indonesia.
Okay, I didn't get Thailand or Indonesia, but Taiwan and Vietnam are covered in my Asian tour, along with, like I said, Singapore was the funniest one to me. Because that one actually had the least trouble, Singapore, with the language barrier.
Did we for slave labor? I mean, I don't want to have some progressive see my hat and want to start attacking me. Although you look down there, probably Nikes.
But my
have an iPhone.
Yeah, here's the thing: they have iPhones and Nikes anyway. For the most part, these are small businesses. By the by. That only have a couple of employees, and I have to deal with the actual employee who takes care of the printing and the artwork and all that. So I've actually had to interact with employees that seem to be in some way part owners of the businesses. It's a weird situation over there, but they've been pretty nice despite some of the language barrier issues.
Let's hope that hats become popular. We can start, you know, bulk ordering the things and maybe improve a village in Vietnam. Who knows?
I would actually love to do that. And I think I may actually, from now on, I might focus on getting a lot of this stuff printed in Vietnam. Because they have been the most courteous and helpful so far. And plus, I have this feeling that I am really actually helping out a business by giving them any business there. They're having a little trouble as an independent manufacturer. Plus, the tariff situation and the customs situation, not as hard coming out of Vietnam as it is coming out of China. You know, it'll be
cheaper.
That's
because, when we finally, you know, put them at favored nation status and was able to trade with them after the war, that was one of the hooks. We'll do it with you guys cheaper. I guess, you know, guilt complex. Of course, hell, we ought to do it we shouldn't have any damn tariffs on Vietnam considering how bad we blew the place up.
Yeah, well, I think we kind of still owe them a little bit. Yeah, I agree with you. But just to let everybody know, there's bottle openers, there's keychains, there's RFID protectors, there's wallets, there's T-shirts, everything in short runs of less than five. With the exception of the pens, I got 100 pens, nice metal pens, which, BP, you know about the pens. I didn't get any more of those plastic ones that you still say you have too many of. I'm out of those, actually. I'm totally out of plastic pens.
Some. I think I've got, you know, we had like 10 in a pack. I think I've still got a pack and a bunch of loose ones. So I'll gather some up and bring them when I head that way for Dallas.
Excellent. So maybe I'll get some plastic pens back from BP and I'll send those out. But there's all kinds of stickers, and every single swag bag package will be different from every other one. Oh, that reminds me, one last thing before I close out this little promo video. And that is this. There are some plastic bags coming, okay, but I also got my tote bags. So we have black tote bags with the Ocelli Effect header logo, and it says Ocelli.com, and it's got that ghost face on it. There's only a handful of these, and you'll get those randomly inserted as well. Although one person directly requested it, I'm going to honor that request, but everybody else's swag bag package will be random. You may or may not get a bag. Just saying.
No. Just a suggestion. When you say swag bag, it sounds so red carpetish. Why don't we call it a bling bag?
The Golden Globes bag.
Yeah, see, those are gift bags, right? Those are gift bags, and these are gift bags. But I figure swag covers the general things I could put in it. In general, right?
I'd bling better than swag. Makes it sound like we ripped something off and we divided it. You know, where bling is, you know, bling. Yeah.
Well, fair enough, but not too much of this stuff is shiny, although I do have a couple of half dollars with JFK half dollars with Ocelli logos on them. Just a few. Anyways, all this stuff could come at you. None of it is for sale. It is all for thank you gifts and only for those who make contributions to the network, and that's the way that is. So there you go. You may or may not get a – I'm going to stay with the swag because it covers everything. And there you have it. Plus, I send playing cards to people and all that. So no two swag packages will be alike. Nobody will get the same thing. And the only thing you get to request out of it, once again, is your hat. Whichever one, whichever show you like, you want a hat from, it is possible to get more than one hat. But I'd like more than $50 if we're getting more than one hat. So one hat, $50. You add more, you'll get more in your bag. It's just that simple. And one guy recently sent $100. He's getting two hats plus other stuff. There's also mouse pads and all kinds of things. Anyway, I'm done now with the promo and the commercial.
Well, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, one last thing. Is there a way I can request a Bob Wilson hat?
No, I'm not doing any past shows.
All right, thank you.
So, no Jack Blood, no Pierce Redman, no... no popcorn politics, none of those. Only the current shows running as of right now will I have hats for. So there you go. Anyway, now with that, I'm going to shut off my camera so I can relax again. And you guys can relax over there who have had to look at me on Skype. And there you go. B. Pete, let's continue on with the regular show, if you will, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, don't mind at all. So, update on our original Naked News guy, James Cody Picard.
Uh-oh.
His stuff has been postponed, but it hasn't been rescheduled yet. He's got two cases coming due on the 10th of August. But, to correct you earlier, he's got 41 charges listed. He's being held under $250,000 bond, $10,000 of which has to be secured because he got turned in by his bail agent before when he either tried to skip or hide or didn't report. Apparently the bail bonds him. His second charge is surrender defendant or default by surety, which means his bail bondsman turned him in.
Ah.
So that $10,000 that is secured. He's got to have $10,000 secured bond, $240,000 on bail, 41 charges. And the funny thing is, the $240,000 bond amount is on attempted common law robbery. But just to give you a brief rundown of the 41 charges, you're looking at attempted common law robbery, larceny after breaking and entering, couple counts, breaking and entering, about four counts, larceny after, another two counts, breaking into a coin or currency machine, breaking or entering into a motor vehicle, assault with a deadly weapon on a government official. This is when he tried to run over the cop or the sheriff. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay.
When they tried to take him in custody. Another surrender, but he was included on that one. So he broke two bonds, five counts of larceny, two counts of misdemeanor larceny, larceny of a motor vehicle, three counts, common law forgery, simple assault, possession of a stolen motor vehicle, injury to real property, a couple counts. Injury to personal property, three counts. First degree trespassing, habitual felon charge, another possession of a stolen motor vehicle, possession of burglary tools.
Okay, he's
resisting
busy.
A public office.
I mean, he's just busy.
Simple assault. And let's see, we got a couple communicating threats, eluding arrest, and a couple first degree burglaries. So he was a busy guy.
Right. He's a busy, busy guy. Okay, fair enough. So there's your update on the original Naked News character. But Nature Boy has some new Naked News, and then after that, I think we need to get back around to getting letting everybody comment and join in. I got to check the phone lines again, et cetera.
Is everybody on that's called in so far?
I believe so. Let's see. On the Skype, it appears as though we still have Chris and Nature Boy, so they're there.
We're here. I'm here.
Still here?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Harlan's here.
Yep, Harlan, I believe, is... Let me see. Nope, Harlan may not be on the phone anymore.
Well, he was traveling, so... Oh.
Yeah, he might. We might have lost Harlan on the phone, which, you know, and we got plenty of open lines. 319-527-5016. So we still got our Skype people, BP.
I was hoping Jimmy James would show up, so I'm sure he could answer the question on the succession if Biden and Kamala both kick off, the procedure would be.
No, I think you're correct about it. I just wasn't really thinking when I blurted that out, where it was like, wait a minute, what does that mean? But, no, I think you're absolutely correct, because I remember studying this before, and I'm pretty sure that's how it works. But anyway, let's keep moving forward with some naked news from Nature Boy. Now, he gave us a teaser about a guy biting a cop's leg while naked, but he's got more to report on that and another story. So I say we go with him for a few minutes and see if anybody else joins in.
Sounds good.
So, Nature Boy.
Nature Boy.
All right, cool. I have the teaser here, and I have another one. Both of them are really kind of good stories. Short, fairly concise. And the other one might be from where you're from, Chuck. It's from Medder, Georgia. I don't know how close that is to you in your part of Georgia.
Medder?
The headline.
Can you spell Medder, that?
Metter.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'll have to look.
I have. Well, Georgia's a good-sized state. It comes from the station it comes from is WSAV, whatever that is. So the headline is this, quote, Medder police search for naked breaking and entering suspect. And it has pictures. That's a very interesting story. And then we also have the original one from Albuquerque. Criminal complaint, naked man bites officer's leg while trying to detain him. Which one would everybody like to hear at the round table?
I'd like to hear. Yeah. Curious about the guy breaking and entering naked, because I don't understand the psychology behind somebody that's going to break in and thinks that they need to do it nakedly.
There you go.
Okay. Let it be written. Let it be said. Let it be done. I'm just going to start reading from it. Medder, Georgia, WSAV. Medder police are attempting to solve a bizarre string of recent crimes. Police are attempting to locate a man that is said to be entering homes and cars while naked. For a second weekend in a row, a naked perpetrator has been spotted on camera breaking into homes, cars, and outbuildings with only his face covered. On Saturday, April 1st, police began an investigation began to receive calls reporting about a new tall, skinny, light-skinned black man breaking in homes and entering autos.
Wait a minute. Let me make a note here. On April Fool's Day, this occurred or the investigation started? Which is it?
That's when they started to get the initial reports on April Fool's Day.
Fair enough. I just wanted to clarify that. Go ahead.
They got pictures, dude. I guess it dude's face, but yeah, homeboy's naked.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Yeah. It must be... It must be down near Savannah, because WSAV's in Savannah.
Well, you know, you'd think so, but I just took a look at it. It's 104 miles away from me. It's closer to Vidalia and Herdville. It's southeast of me, actually. But that is a Savannah TV station, so that's weird in and of itself that a Savannah TV station is picking up on something. I don't even know what the local station would be there, because I think Macon's like the last major TV outlet in Georgia after you go, I don't know, it's weird. But anyway, it might be Gainesville. No, Gainesville's nowhere near there. Ah, crap. I don't even know what's near there that would have a TV station. So Savannah's just picking it up as a Georgia story, I guess. So go ahead, Nature Boy, sorry.
Well, that just means it's close to the great state of Florida.
Well, yeah, proximity is everything, and if you're that close to the funny farm, sometimes you get a little funny.
Yeah, it could be the Florida effect.
The Florida effect. Nice.
Florida effect. Okay. Let me continue on this story.
Yes.
All right. This guy is actually a serial. I don't know what you'd call him. Okay, so More reports came in the following Saturday, including a Matty Drive homeowner who told police an unknown man entered their home and fled upon being confronted.
Okay.
Metro Police said the unclothed criminal targets homes or vehicles that are unlocked or have keys left outside and removes items. The suspect is pictured wearing a light-skinned or a light-colored hoodie.
Okay.
Here's the quote. It's, quote, "We have a black male that is only wearing something to conceal his face, wandering around residences until he finds a secure property and then enters the property." And this was said by Metro Police Chief Robert Shore. In at least two occasions, the homeowner has been home. Yes.
How do people, I mean, this guy, you gotta ask, does he take off his clothes at the house and leave and go do his business? Or does he go out of the house, defines an area he wants to go to, finds some place to take off his clothes, does his nakedly deed, then gets I mean, if you run out of somewhere, you know, this guy sees him running from the house naked, does the guy, how far do you run around naked before you run back to your safe bush and put your clothes back on? I mean, where, you got to think this stuff out.
BP, you're assuming plans here. I have the funny feeling that these are not planned out things. I mean, because if you were into planning, would you indeed plan on doing something naked to begin with? I don't know.
Well, that's my huge curiosity, because if, you know, everybody knows that a crime scene nowadays, according to Dave Chappelle, they can find your pubic hair anywhere you've entered and you've got clothes on. This guy's doing it naked. He's flinging DNA everywhere. What? I got to find, we got to keep up on this one, because when they arrest the guy, I want to find out if he left the house naked or if he'd go to a safe spot, get naked, do what he did, and then go back and get unnaked and continue on.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Is there any more to the story, Nature Boy?
Well, it says that in at least two occasions, the homeowners have been home and confronted the intruder. And it just says anybody information. So they haven't gotten this guy.
Okay.
But I just really thought that was an astute question you just made, BP. Does he walk from his house naked with something over his face, drive his car, leave skid marks on the front seat of his car? Because if he does, all you got to do is trace DNA from the skid marks. All right. And go there, or does he go there, particularly to take off his clothes, spot the house, go in, come back out, put his clothes back on so he doesn't leave those DNA skid marks?
I don't get it. I mean, it seems like he'd be naked all the time. You know, maybe the guy's a nudist. He likes being naked, but then you think on clothes so that people couldn't, like, he's got nothing about his body that somebody could identify, you know. I guess this is strange. I could see somebody leaving the house naked going, wonder what's in that house. He's already naked. I mean, that's just a common thing. Mm-hmm. He's a thief. Or is being naked a part of the crime, thinking, well, if somebody sees me naked, they'll be so shocked, and my face is covered anyway, or they'll think I'm going to attack them naked. They'll do whatever I say. But this guy, apparently, you know, he gets caught. He runs.
Yeah, but
you would think somebody see a naked guy around the neighborhood, either to or from his crime.
Well, that's the thing, is if he's thinking at all, he's not going to go to the scene naked, because in the travel time, somebody could, you know, alert authorities or somebody. Because if you're a naked guy, somebody's going to alert somebody if you're a naked guy traveling and people see you. I mean, on foot, in a car, whatever. People are going to go, the dude's naked. They're going to call cops or something, right? I mean, yeah.
Anybody having a phone with a camera, somebody's got to have video of this guy walking around naked.
That too. Oh, God.
I mean, look at Mrs. O. She went, what, fast food? There's a, you know, naked lady in the parking lot dancing.
Oh, the Wendy's drive-thru.
That was a good video. I saw that.
That was insane. just go to the Wendy's drive thru, just chick standing on the aisle, taking up her, pulling up her dress, pulling off her dress. It was not a pleasant scene though. Just
Ice Beaver.
No, you would not have said that. It was not a good scene.
You know, I've seen videos, and we've all seen the people like that, right? But it's one thing to see a video, and I have this happen to me before, and then to see those people in person, wow. You're like, God, you people really do exist.
Well, that's the thing. She's trying to film it and also not trying to be seen filming it, so she doesn't attract the attention of the woman, so she doesn't come over to her car while she, you know, that's what she was doing. In case you guys are wondering why, like, sorry, the video was ducking.
Leave a big skid mark on, like, the side window.
Jump out, you know, phone in hand, saying, okay, all right, give me another. I'd have directed her. All right, give us a back shot. All right, now do the spin. Toss your hair. I'd have been egging her on. I've got an endorsement somehow for her.
You guys are too much.
It reminds me of Last Christmas all over again.
You know what, though? You really shouldn't embarrass your mom like that. That's not nice. I mean, it's just not.
Grandmother. Sorry.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Anyway, what else you got there, Nature Boy? You had another story, right?
I'll just hear about the cop getting bit. That's entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was good. Like I said, it's been a good productive week in the naked news world here. I got two good stories. Let me read the headline again from everybody who's forgotten or are new, just turned into the call.
Excellent. Oh, quick announcement though, the special card offer is gone. So that's that. But hats are still available. So there you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got them, everybody. I snagged those cards for all the listeners and everybody out there. So if y'all wanted them, sorry.
Nature Boy decided he wanted them. So thank you, Nature Boy. I wasn't going to announce it was you, but I appreciate it. I really do. And I'll get those in the mail to you this week. It's Friday, so not sure if I'll get to the post office tomorrow with them, but I will get them in there this week. Okay?
Yeah. And slap in that hat that we were talking about. You know which one I want.
Well, actually, no. I don't remember which one you want. Which one did you want?
Well, we'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
So here it is. Here's the headline. Criminal complaint. Naked man bites officer's leg while trying to detain him. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A man is facing charges after police said he walked onto the interstate naked and gave an officer trouble. The video surfaced on social media over the weekend showing the man in the middle of the interstate. According to a criminal complaint, an officer headed to work spotted Nathan Duran on southbound I-25 near San Mateo exit. Duran was a sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right. Sorry about that. It's all right. Go ahead.
Duran was reportedly yelling about angels, demons, and gods, then tried to get into the officer's vehicle. The visual, dude, is just cracking me up. Police said the officer hit Duran, or police said the officer, who was on his way to work, hit Duran with a taser, but Duran was able to get inside the officer's vehicle, put the truck into drive before getting out and running to a bystander's vehicle. There's more, but I just want some breathing room and some comments.
So let me get this straight. The guy is screaming about angels and demons and the God and whatever. He gets tased. This cop hasn't even got to work, by the way. He's on his way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's his personal vehicle.
And he tases him from his personal vehicle. And the guy still, despite being tased, gets in, throws the truck into drive.
Yeah.
And then runs away to another vehicle, somebody else's vehicle, not his, but somebody else's vehicle, naked right. The whole time, with the taser and the whole bit.
Yeah, we really flapping in the wind, man, the whole thing.
Why, you know, like, imagine this when you get to work. So why are you late today? okay. No problem. BP, any comment here?
My brother was a cop long before he started with his State Bureau of Investigation, and he had an actual court case where he was charged with assault, and they go to court, and the judge asked the victim, okay, what happened? She gets up there and testifies. She had warrants for her arrest. My brother was on a walking beat happened to see her. He called out to her. She took off. He went and caught her. She went down and hit the ground. He reached down and put cuffs on her, and she reached over and bit him on the arm. He knocked the living daylights out of her. And so when she got done talking, the judge looked at her and said, lady, if you'd have bit me, I'd have hit you too, and dismissed the case. It happens quite often. That's your best defense, I guess, if someone get ready to, you know, arrest you, is to bite them.
There you go. And I think Harlan has rejoined us on the phone. Maybe he's got a comment about all of this. Harlan, you there?
Yeah, I finally got up here to a little bit of civilization.
Fair enough. You got any comment on this news story that Nature Boy has taken a pause from yet?
Well, I would like to say something quick about the other one. I'd like to know if there was actually skid marks had been confirmed in the first case.
I believe.
Does anybody actually know of skid marks?
I believe all references to skid marks were based on speculation from Nature Boy. I do believe. I don't think that it was part of the text of the article. I could stand to be corrected, though. Nature Boy, have skid marks been confirmed in the first case?
I don't know. We have to get Mrs. O onto the line to have that confirmed.
You're talking about the thing where Mrs. O filmed the video at the Wendy's drive-thru. Is that what you're referring to, Harlan?
Oh, yeah, what are you talking about, Harlan? Which one? Which story? I've read through a few of them.
No, getting in his car.
Some guy having skid marks.
Okay, I think the skid mark comment came up during the discussion about Mrs. O filming this lady who was just, she goes to a Wendy's drive-through and she just happened to be there pulling up her dress and pulling off her dress, and it was quite a frightening sight, actually, who was doing that and screaming and yelling and doing a dance. And she took out her phone and filmed it, but nobody approached our car and got skid. I do not know. I cannot confirm nor deny any skid marks on any other part of that scene. But there were none on our car. That's all I know.
But
came up in
we
conversation
were talking about skid marks. Sorry, BBA.
Nature Boy made a comment about the guy being naked, getting in his car, going about his business to do his nakedly deeds, and that's when the skid marks first came up. But could you imagine the sheriff at that press conference going, yes, evidence was collected and sent to the State Bureau of Investigation lab, where it was determined that, yes, they are skid marks.
There you go. That would be the proper determinations. Okay. So did we answer your question, Harlan?
Yeah, that's close enough. So it's kind of standing it. We'd have to say it would be allegedly on the skid marks.
Okay, well, that's fine. Look, skid marks can be alleged at any time. So, any given moment, skid marks could appear. Nature Boy.
That is not.
Yes.
You hate to find a skid mark, but he dropped a milk gun and happened to sit on it, and it just got worked into the upholstery. To be the guy in the latch. I think we've got milk under here.
Yeah, but, you know, depending on how it got worked in the upholstery, he may have mixed results. So, Nature Boy.
So sugar.
Yes.
You have the rest of that story to complete, I think.
Let me wrap it up really quick.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to continue with the last paragraph before I end it, and I'll go on here. Police said the officer hit Duran with a taser, but Duran was able to get inside the officer's vehicle and put the truck into drive before getting out and running to a bystander's vehicle. Other officers arrived to help Duran, but said he then bit the first officer in the leg. He is now charged with 2 counts of battery, including one on an officer, along with auto theft. Mr. Duran, this is what the judge said to him. Mr. Duran, based on your lack of criminal history, you will be released in the case on standard conditions of release. Duran's criminal history shows just 2 speeding tickets and an open container citation. End of article. Now, quick commentary. I have a feeling hard drugs were probably involved. and that's the end of the story.
Well, you got to say that a lot of times here, you can't assume sobriety is, you know, intact. I mean, it's just...
Were laxatives confirmed?
I don't believe we heard anything about that. Were there laxatives involved? Nature Boy.
There might have been a Babe Ruth, you know, that was on the seat that, you know, how that goes. But other than that, nothing from the article.
There you go.
And there was no mention of a vehicle.
Or a fiber count or anything.
Well, he didn't have his vehicle. He attempted to invade a bystander's vehicle and the officer's personal vehicle. So
I see no reference to feces or fecal-like material in this article.
No fecal-like substance was involved in the commission of this crime. Okay.
No.
Okay, then.
Alleged crime.
No corn. Alleged
crime. Yes. Yes, correct. Thank you, Arlen. You're correct, sir. Alleged crime. Because, yes.
The Corn Chronicles is live Friday night.
I have a question. Now, this guy was just one? He was naked while he was tased, because here's my bigger question. We've been hearing a lot in all these news stories, whether naked or not, people of getting tased. And apparently when it comes to using a taser, except for the one cop that accidentally grabbed her 9 mil, and they hit you with the taser, it either doesn't work or it kills you. We've got cases here in North Carolina where guys have been tased and then they die from heart failure or whatever, you know, malady hits them. So my question is, do we need to start looking at tasers? Because if some cop's going to tase me, I don't want it to be the brand that kills me. I'd rather have it be the one that doesn't work. I mean, there's two extremes. I've never heard of a successful tasing. It either doesn't work and the guy keeps fighting, or it kills him.
See, I've always wondered why there isn't a like a small compact version of the you know, the beanbag shooting gun that could be available as a non-lethal response, because I got to tell you get hit with one of those, you do tend to chill out a bit after you get hit with one, and it doesn't necessarily kill you.
Doped up, it don't affect you.
What's that?
If you've got somebody that's cranked up on meth or some of this, you know, high-end dope, I mean, a 9mm ain't going to much with them, you know, as far as just a bullet hitting them. I mean, you're going to have to hit brain, heart, or something at minimum.
Fair enough. You know, see, see, Harlan, you would think like I would, that this is where you got to introduce, like, some Batman tech into this shit, because you need somebody with, like, a gun that fires like a net. You know what I mean? Like something that would capture somebody.
Like the Batarang.
You know, something like, well.
No. That bazooka. I ain't robbing it. It's in the trunk. Go get it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, there's that. But I'm just saying, I'm just thinking to myself, something else as a non-lethal response needs to be added to the equation, because you're right about that. The taser seems to have very mixed results, where either you got people inadvertently killed by it, when you got a cop trying to use a non-lethal response, you know, they might have indeed survived a bullet wound better. And then in other cases, you got people just unaffected by it. What's weird to me is that if you're getting hit with the taser and you're naked, see, I understand you get hit with the taser and you got clothes on. It's possible that those pins end up in the clothes and not in your skin, right? So you're not getting stunned. Yeah, go ahead.
The first rule I heard was, if somebody tases you and you can do it, like if they tase you in the chest, it's going to hit your shirt, you peel your shirt off and haul ass. That's how the guy in, what was it, St. Louis or Missouri, where the cops got caught on video beating the guy? Mm-hmm. That's what he did. They tased him. He jerked off his sweatshirt and kept on booking.
Right.
So if it hits your clothes, but if you're naked, you would think that'd be a dead hit, buddy. You're going down.
Right.
Maybe we need to up the amps or something.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's very mixed, because, again, if you're actually hit with a taser and you're naked, it's not getting caught up in the clothes. I've seen them get caught by leather jackets before, you know, and you don't get it. You don't get contact. So, yeah, you drop the jacket, the little taser needles go with it. End of story, right? But
yeah.
you know, this is weird where you got a naked guy getting tased. Either that or they didn't, maybe they're not trained properly enough and one of the electrodes missed. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they didn't get a direct hit, because if you get hit with these things, I mean, have you ever been tased?
No, thank God.
Okay, I have. And I don't understand how, unless you don't get full contact, that anybody can get up from it.
Wait a minute. Now, tased, were you tased with one of these hand units that put the two dots on you, or were you, like with a cattle prod, or were you tased with a gun?
I've been hit with both. The little thing that basically fires two needles at you and sticks you, I don't understand how anybody, I don't care about the level of drugs. I know that people do wild things on certain drugs, but even with the level of drugs, I don't know how it is you get up from that, because I couldn't do nothing. Full disclosure, I pissed myself with that. The regular handheld deal with, you know, the thing you got to actually make contact, it's not quite a cattle prod, but it creates that arc in between the two poles. That thing I can move around, you know, you're not moving good, but I can move. You get hit with those needles, though, I don't know. I was completely debilitated by it, personally. So, anyway, a weird situation where I ended up doing demonstrations with somebody. And it was anyhow. Yeah, sure, I'll volunteer for it. not good. Yeah. So I don't understand this. Anyways, a lot of things I don't understand in the world. That's the way the world is. And I am who I am, so it is what it is. B. Pete, we've got about 25 minutes left or less to the show, and I took up some time doing promotional stuff. We haven't gotten any more phone callers outside of Harlan, but we have had Nature Boy and Chris Graves join us on the Skype. Where should we go from here, my friend, my co-host? Should we take a quick break and then close things out, or what do you want to do?
Oh, it's up to you. We can take a quick break, and when we come back, we can have Chris kind of highlight what he's got in the future and anything that your boy's got cooked up, and then ease on out and start our weekend.
You know what? That sounds like a good plan. So, Chris, get ready to tell people what it is you're going to have coming up after we come back from break. Also, Nature Boy, I know we got a couple of bookings, and some things changed because we had somebody from the Conspiracy Farm coming on, and they have had to move it. So no big deal there or anything, but I know we have a little change in the upcoming schedule, and I already announced that we're going to have Donald Jeffries come on. I think it's this coming week, but maybe you can give people a preview of what's coming up on the Wild Card Wednesdays, because that is still a thing. And we'll do that after we come back from break. Still enough time for you to join in, you the listener, if you're hearing us live. 319-527-5016, or reach out to me, charles.ocelli, on Skype. And 319-527-5016. We'll be back.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started.
WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and you're listening to The Ocelli Effect at Ocelli.com.
Get ready for The Ocelli Effect.
Uncle, I'll bet you remember the time when Benjamin Fulford said that the Asian Secret Society was going to dispatch ninjas to take out the Illuminati to change the entire world for the better.
That is never gonna happen. That never did.
It never did, did it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false promises.
Fools! I can't say more.
We better not say and be polite, but there are no false promises at the Ocelli.com radio network.
That's exactly it. It's truth, the point, right to the point. And this is what I like. Straight to the point.
Ocelli.com. Listen now.
Do you like history? Real history that you were never taught in schools? Why? The Vietnam War, Nuclear Bombs and Nation Building in Southeast Asia by author Mike Swanson, with new documentation never seen before that'll open your eyes to events that led up to this. Why? The Vietnam War, Nuclear Bombs and Nation Building in Southeast Asia, 1945 through 1961. Get your copy today at Amazon.com. Why? The Vietnam War by author Mike Swanson.
In the truth about the JFK assassination?
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, he knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination spoken to her claim?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
Every time I put it on my face, I'm able to breathe just a little bit deeper.
What are people saying about MyTrueEssence.net?
I'm going to tell you something serious, man. I just want to tell you listeners, I bought some of that Modifilin from Christy, and she made me up some of this emu oil mixed with some other stuff. I don't know what's in it, but I like the way it smelled. And I started putting it on, rubbing it on my foot, rubbing it on my knee, and like the second day, I just noticed it. I'm walking around, I'm like, damn, my knee is loose.
But I can tell you that oil you gave me helped me with my carpal and my shoulder problem. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't be working.
But my ankles started to really be pesky and bother me. And I'm telling you, the pain just went away. That's the oil's rule.
And when I put that on, it's like my skin came alive.
MyTrueEssence.net.
You're listening to the Ocelli.com radio network.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Third and final segment of the Friday night open mic on the Ocelli Effect. We've had a bit of fun with Naked News, that's for sure. But I think we're done with that segment, and we still got Harlan on the phone. We still got Chris Graves here. We still got Nature Boy with us. So I'm not going to ask you guys to call in anymore. That's about it, because I think we're just going to get around to the final thoughts and be done. B. Pete, what do you think?
Yeah, we can start. I see nobody else on the line. Yeah, we can go ahead and start our closing pitch, and we start with Harlan if you'd like.
Fair enough. We'll go in reverse order. So, Harlan, what's your closing thoughts for this week?
I was going to say, though, before we get into that.
Hold on a second, Harlan. Sorry, B. Pete, you had something else you wanted to do?
I was going to say, before we get into that, does Chris want to update us on anything he's got planned or Nature Boy's got planned in the works next few weeks?
Fair enough.
Well, I'm still working on Mr. Kevin Smith. That's an ongoing thing. I actually have a JFK Dealey Plaza witness I'm working on, but I don't want to say their name yet. Tony Timpone, who used to run Fangoria magazine in the 1980s, he's agreed to come on in July, which is about a month away.
Nice.
Pat Shannon, I'm going to have back on again. Chris Emery and this Oklahoma City researcher that goes by the name of Lindsay, they're going to come on. Also, excuse me, sorry, I have it all written down here. I got Leatherface actor R.A. Mihalhoff, Jason Goes to Hell director Adam Marcus coming up. Midnight Mike of our Big Dumb Face podcast, he's going to show up again, and a couple other people from Kevin Smith's world have agreed to come on. So
hopefully
that'll get us closer to Mr. Smith, who agreed to come on originally anyway and just would never give me a day or give me a time, rather.
Excellent. So looking forward to that. And, you know, a funny thing, I did miss a caller on the line. So I'm going to bring her on, and it looks like we have from the New Prisoners, the contributor at the New Prisoners, Lisa Bellinger, with us, and I think that's her. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Of course, I had I've been listening to my favorite Friday night hangout, so I had to call in. When you're talking about being tased, okay? I'm sorry, but did I miss the details as to those two events? Because I really want to hear about it.
Okay, well, look, it's real short and simple. The thing with the gun was done during a demonstration where somebody wanted to demonstrate this weapon, and it was done in the mid-90s, and I happened to be there. It was a grouping of people that got together for security reasons. At one point, I used to work security, and yeah, we were just kind of invited to this little like conference in North Jersey in Parsippany. And, yeah, they wanted to do a demonstration. They asked for a volunteer to demonstrate the proper use of a taser. And they wanted a victim. So, everybody was scared. And, I'm not known for embracing fear. So I said, to hell with you guys. I'm not afraid. Yeah, do it to me. And yeah, so that's what happened there. The other time.
Wait. He received no compensation.
I'm sorry?
Is that correct? You didn't receive compensation for that?
No, somebody did buy me.
That was like pure. Somebody, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that was it. It was literally like that, and somebody did buy me a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee afterwards, but it wasn't as direct compensation. It was just because they felt bad for me because I pissed myself. That's the truth. So somebody brought me, I was going to Dunkin' Donuts anyway. I figured I'd bring you a cup of coffee. It was about an hour later. So, yeah. That's what I got for it. Is that fair enough, Lisa? You happy with that?
Okay, I'm happy with that scenario. What was the second one?
The second one is I was bouncing at a place called Jim's Deckhouse in Asbury Park, and an off-duty cop who was getting mouthy and loud, and I didn't give a crap that he had a badge. I was going to throw him out, and he pulled one of those handheld taser jobbies on me. It was part of his personal arsenal, I guess, and he tased me when I attempted to physically move him out of the bar. Long story short, he wound up getting the crap kicked out of him, and a judge basically said that everybody had acted improperly with the exception of me doing my job when we all went to court, and the whole thing was tossed out, though. But it was an Asbury Park cop who, off-duty, got out of line in Jim's Deckhouse, was being harassing to a female bartender. And he tased me.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. So
that's... I love this. But here's the thing. How is it that I'm the only one who wanted to know the details? Come on.
I don't know.
We all knew there had to be something.
because the rest of us figured it's Chuck. He's got taste. We wouldn't.
Anytime, see, that's the thing, is everybody's so used to me, Lisa, it's like, okay, it's a crazy story, we know that, cause it's Chuck. And it's probably gonna make almost no sense, cause it's Chuck. And, oh, there was violence in some weird situation that happened, right, cause it's Chuck. So they don't even ask anymore. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I loved it, and thank you so much for allowing me to ask.
No problem.
It was so priceless. I was so tired, right? I don't know if you saw TNP earlier today, so I didn't get any sleep because I had to stay overnight in the hospital with my mom. So that's why I was kind of low-key and I didn't call in. But after I heard that, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't let this go by.
No
okay.
problem.
No, they didn't see me shave off my eyebrow. Yeah.
See, and they're almost bored with me at this point, Lisa. This is the thing. It's like it's boring already. We know. Okay, anything crazy happened, don't even ask Chuck. He's probably had some incident that he can match up to it because. So they're bored with me. I'm
okay,
telling you.
Well, let me just say this. Well, let me just say this. Yeah. You got to tune in to see what crazy thing Chris did today, because I can't believe he even did it.
Shaving off his... He mentioned he shaved off an eyebrow. You did that on a live stream?
Correct.
Any comment?
I do a live. I suffer for my art. What can I say?
I
but it was so much. It was more than the eyebrow. It was more than the eyebrow.
Wow.
A little bit of my soul.
It was really classic.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? We have all proven that we are all interesting characters in this play of life, I believe. So there you go. Chris does weird things to himself, and I allow people to use me as a tackling dummy because other people are afraid. And, yeah, so there you go. This is the way of the world.
Wait, and one more thing. One more thing. I want it to be known that I think the bag should be called the bang bag. I'm just saying, okay?
The bang bag, okay.
So the bean bag, right? Is that what you said?
Bang! Bang! No, the bang bag. Bang, you know?
I believe bang. She's saying B-A-N-G, bang.
Oh, I thought it was a Boston thing, a bean bag. Never mind.
Well, I'm not from Boston. So, anyway... So, BP, with all that in mind, did you want to go back to Harlan?
Yes. Let's go back to Harlan and Harlan, just give us your final thoughts for the week.
Oh, I must have missed the eyebrow shaving today. It must have been after I left over was getting loaded my last 10 or 15 minutes of the show. I remember hearing some clippers, buddy. But what I just got to know from Chuck is, once he got tased and he was going to Dunkin' Donuts, was you going over there with wet drawers or did you have some dry ones or how did all that there pan out?
Oh, well, I didn't go anywhere.
Any skid marks?
No skid marks. I didn't go anywhere. No skid marks. Somebody gave me a towel. I sat on a towel and that was it. I was sitting there and somebody else went to Dunkin' Donuts and brought it to me. And was just like, you seem like you could use this. So, because it kind of messed up the rest of my day, the fact that I was a little stunned, and then, yeah, I left early. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll pass it on over to Chris in case he's got something else to say, or in case Lisa wants to say something else.
There you go. Okay, so BP, well, is that your closing thought for this week, Harlan? You want to know if I had to leave with Pitt?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Hell, I miss more of the show than I got, you know, if I keep losing signal and having to call back. But
I'm sorry. Hey, look, you can always catch...
Good.
You can always catch the podcast for anything you missed, that's for sure. So I'll put it out sometime tomorrow. Okay, well, with that, we'll put Harlan on hold then. And... yeah, so I guess next in order would be, Nature Boy, right, BP?
Chris. Nature Boy, I think, was first one on, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Pick
yeah,
one.
No, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. No, the only thing I just want to say is just check out Don't Take Our Word For It with Peter Seacosh and me on Sunday, I think at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go part four of the John Lennon assassination, and also conspiring with Mr. Cooper tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Pat the Plumber, which I think a couple people on the call are familiar with. And thanks for having me.
Excellent. And, of course, you can tune into The New Prisoners and watch Chris shave off an eyebrow, apparently, which I just found out about. So there you go. Nature Boy, what do you have on your mind tonight, sir? Anything you want to say in closing or you want to talk about upcoming shows? Because you are the Wednesday night booker for sure with the Ocelli Effect, and we did have to make a substitution. And I brought up Donald Jeffries will be on the show soon. I think that was a substitution, right?
Yeah, that's right. This Wednesday we're going to have Donald Jeffries on talking about his new book that just came out. And then the 14th, we have Shannon Rowan, and she was the author of Shots Fired, Vaccine Weapons, Medical Tyranny, and the War Against Humanity. And she was recommended by Mr. William Ramsey himself. You see me in IM, says you need to look at her, and I did. She's good. Then we have... on the 21st of June, Mr. R.C. Hand, who grew up very similar to you. He grew up in a restaurant/bar in a rough multi-ethnic neighborhood. And I talked to him for a while on the phone, and I was like, boy, these two grew up in similar places, or different places, but similar backgrounds. And he's an author, whole string of books. He is a world traveler, so he's an interesting cat. So we got some cool things up on down the pipe. I've got some other interesting guests I'm working on, but until I get a confirmation, I'm just going to keep my lips sealed in the old Go-Go's fashion. Mm. And at that, I want to just say right on, looking forward to getting the cards, Chuck. And once you showed those to me, I was like, dude, we got poker. I do regular poker parties. I'm like, yep, I need a set of those for the next one. And everybody, it's always good speaking to the panel and everybody that calls in. And to the listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you can, just a little bit of scratch, donate something, got a little bit extra, get enough and get a good hat or some good stuff in a swag bag.
Right, and we do have some bags actually too, so that's coming out and part of it. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you dropping that in. Glad you're going to get the cards because I know somebody will hang on to them and actually enjoy them. They're interesting. What is it? The tens in the deck are all the Chris Graves cards. I know he was happy to see that, but they're all like this odd sort of askew artwork on the fronts of the cards. But anyway, there's a lot of other stuff available, and I hope you guys do get in on it. Thanks so much, and thanks so much for working with me on this stuff. We had a great show this past week, which featured Occult Priestess, by the way, which I think you guys need to go see. It's only visually available on Rockfin right now, so if you check the Ocelli Effect channel on Rockfin, you'll see it there. And we are working to put more material up on Rockfin that'll be exclusive to it, as well as Rumble and all those other places. Having a hard time with Odyssey, so not so much going up on Odyssey. I don't know if I'm going to abandon that channel. Maybe. We'll see. And there could be some collaborations coming up in the very near future regarding video and stuff with the new prisoners, and six in particular, prisoner number six. Helping me out with some stuff, and there may be some more video content coming from Ocelli.com due to that collaboration. So heads up on all that. You'll see it coming as soon as we can get it together. So, B-Pete, I guess that just leaves, well, let's see, Chris already kind of got his in. I guess everybody's done except you.
Well,
And Lisa didn't get a final word. Lisa didn't get a final word either, but yeah.
Lisa, go ahead. Let us hear your closing thoughts.
Listen, I got three in one, so I'm all set. But I guess my final thing is you guys rock, and you make Friday nights great. So thanks.
Well, you know, I feel as though it's necessary for us to make things a little more fun on Friday, especially a lot of people I know listen to this network have been slogging through serious topics all week, whether it's the news or it's some historical research or some horrible dark cabal on the planet. One way or another, you've been slogging through a bunch of crap, and you know what? How about a little stress release? How about a little fun on Friday? And maybe we get serious, maybe we don't. Depends on the mood. I think it's a necessary thing, and really glad that we've maintained it and that B-Pete's been doing this with me now. How long has it been, B-Pete? We started this a couple years ago, right?
Back in what, 19?
I think 2019.
On a regular basis?
Yeah.
Was it 19 or 8? 19, I think, on a regular basis, off and on, kind of 8. I don't know. I have to go back and look.
Right. And I mean, it's just been, it's evolved, it's changed. I'm glad to have had people come and go. We didn't get to hear from Jimmy James tonight. He must be sleeping or something. But but other than that, I find this really enjoyable. So with that, I give it to my illustrious co-host, B. Pete, and let him give you the final thought for the week all together.
Final thought for the week. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. Also, everybody in the room, Christy, Van Arkey, and before I left, those are some that I saw. They're pretty regulars in the room, and Van Arkey, you know, calls in periodically. So, thanks to everybody. It's been a good week closer. You're right. Friday nights, with all the drudgery of the work, Friday night is good just to get back, kick back, be silly, and discuss some non-serious stuff, but we throw serious in there too. So, looking forward to next week. I'd like to urge everybody to call in, and go to Ocelli.com, do what you got to do, and get your bling box sent to you in the mail. It's a good thing, as Martha would say.
There you go.
Oh, by the way, we talked about her on Sports Illustrated. I got to admit, she's looking pretty good for 80 years old.
No,
prison was good to her.
She did not look bad for definitely for a woman of her age, and quite frankly, for a woman of any age if you go to Walmart at the wrong time of day. So, you know, just saying. It's, you know, I don't have 24-hour Walmarts around here anymore. They don't exist near here anymore. Too much trouble.
Oh, that they noticed that Kroger's and everybody else that used to be open 24 hours before COVID,
right.
Now it's non-existence.
Right.
You know, it's a shame it changed our culture that much. But as a closing thought, I would like to say that, you know, it's tough times for everybody out there. Support your local food banks. That's a big thing for me. A lot of people depend on them. Consider items that people can't normally get with their public assistance, like personal items, personal grooming care items, and things like that. It's a big help. Partner up with some organization in your area that, you know, helps those people that are down on their luck. We don't need government to do it because we can take care of ourselves. Other than that, I'd just like to say, you know, looking forward to next week. And I hope everybody comes back and joins us.
Absolutely. And tailing on to your comments, look, you know what? If you don't like some of those organizations or you don't trust them or whatever else, that's fine too. Because it's always acceptable to commit a random act of kindness. You never know whose life you might change and whose lives they might change if you do so. So I encourage that, and I walk the walk. I talk when it comes to this. Absolutely. If we don't take care of each other, I mean, if you're going to rely on government or anybody else to do it, guess what you're going to get? Not much. So we need to take care of each other better than we have.
Absolutely.
It's just that simple. Anyway, no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, I am Mir Leo Celli. All of you are indeed the effect. Not only do I hope you're well, but I hope you remain that way tonight.